Welcome to episode 5 of Anime and Us Other. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime movies. Sometimes. Got it in one.
Yeah, sure. We'll go with that. So we're going with the theme of the Lupin movies. So we're on the second one. Castle of Cagliostro?
Well, we should probably
Cagliostro. I think that was it.
Yeah, you got it. Good job. Anyway, we should probably explain why we're doing this, because it's not an instance where we took an extra week or something like that, because that's what we normally do. The anime we're reviewing this, well, I guess it'll be next week now, because this will be released in
before.
This, yeah.
But it's just short.
It was short, and we had extra time.
Like, real short.
So we had extra time, so we're like, all right, we'll do an other two
Why
this
not?
Week.
Why not? Same little, you know, two birds with one stone and all that. Anyway, we got The Castle of Cagliostro, the second movie in the Lupin series?
Sure.
Franchise. The first one came out, I think it was 78, right?
I believe so.
I think it was 78. This one came out in 79. Is when it made its theatrical release in Japan. Didn't make its American theatrical release until 1991.
That makes so much sense.
Does it?
Yeah, because the voice
acting... I guess the voice acting is better.
Here's the thing. The voice,
a higher quality.
The voice acting is better, but the voices are different from the voice cast in the first one.
Oh, yeah.
And it was very distracting.
Jigen. Completely different.
Yeah, like...
Felt like he had a different character, too. Like, he just felt like a different character. He wasn't, like, dark and shady.
Well, there's that, and there's also the fact that the voices didn't match the characters.
Yeah, it felt very off. Like, Lupin sounded differently. And not, like, just sounded differently. Like, his character felt a little bit different. And I think it's just the voice acting.
Yeah, it was just a little different in that regards. And there was also the fact that this... every one of these movies just, like, completely different from what it is?
Yeah, I don't know, because the first one was, like, sci-fi and very serious.
And magic.
And magic. And advanced technology.
Uh-huh.
This one is none of that. It's him being a thief, but sort of a knight in shining armor hero, saving the princess.
He's saving a princess!
And there, no nudity, like...
No.
Like, no nipple flipping at the end, like, at the end the first movie.
First one, yeah, no.
Yeah, I mean, all the main characters are in it, but...
Right.
That's kind of... Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's completely... It's
the
weird.
The tone's very different.
Yes.
Very different. I think that's the biggest shift, is it's from dark, serious, you know, rainy type scene shots to...
Right. You know...
Everything's gonna be okay, we'll figure it out. It
feels like a heist movie, but there's no heist.
Yeah, there's no heist. And they mentioned at the end that he had to steal something. I think it was your heart. Like, come on.
Yeah.
That was a cheesy line.
I think that was an American line because...
Probably.
Yeah, because it was pretty bad. But not to say the movie is bad. Quality
wasn't terrible.
The quality's still there. It's just, again, the problems were with the story.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I guess we're all over the place. So.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, premise, well, it's Lupin. He's, you know, the beginning is he's thieving. He's stealing money from a government-run casino. And they're in their Fiat 500, and the reason why I know it's a Fiat 500 is because I read the intro, like the description for the movie. For some reason, they made it a point to say he was getting away in a Fiat 500.
Maybe that was the car of the time, the really expensive car of the time.
Yeah, it probably makes sense.
Yeah.
But, so they're driving away, him and Jigen, right? Yeah. The samurai guy wasn't there, right? I think it was just
No, he shows up later.
So they're driving away in the Fiat, and the cops are chasing them or whatever. They're just packed with money. Money's everywhere inside the car. And... Lupin's driving, and he's casually looks at the money, and goes like, oh, this is all fake. You couldn't notice that while you're in the casino grabbing the money? You only noticed it casually at a glance when you're in the car driving away?
Well, apparently it's a really good fake.
It's the best fake I've ever seen. I don't even need a magnifying glass to notice it's a fake because it's so good.
But that's the thing. The money, it's so good, he could still use the money. They could still spend the money.
Yeah, no, they just end up throwing it out the car.
They throw it out the window because it's fake.
Well, I guess all the people pick it up and use it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
They didn't really show that, but I assume that's what they were going
for. Well, it's a point of pride for him that, you know, he's not going to steal fake money, I guess.
Yeah, would have been perfectly fine.
But that's not the story. He's not going after the counterfeiters. I mean, they do, but that's
so
not
they're driving away. The cops are still chasing them. Money's out of the car, and a woman in a wedding dress in a car speeds past them.
Right.
As he's fixing his tire, they blew a flat.
They steal the money in Cagliostro or whatever?
I think it was like a surrounding town or city or something. It wasn't very far. It was very close.
Okay, because I thought they stole it outside of the town.
Yeah, I mean, it was fairly close. Like, they're getting away, And then all the hijinks happen, and then the castle's right there. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not far. It's probably just the surrounding town.
So they go to this town, and this is where we start to learn Lupin has a history here.
And they call him Wolf from this point on.
Oh my god.
And they did they explain it? Because I don't think they explained it. They just,
no.
Everyone calls him Wolf.
Yeah, I think, again,
he's Wolf.
I think that's an American thing.
That's very possible. Instead of calling him Lupin,
I don't think they would be. They wanted to call him Lupin. I think they wanted. They didn't like the Japanese
something
name.
That would. So Lupin doesn't even sound Japanese, but it would more Americanize.
Right. Well, I think Lupin's French.
Sounds about right.
Because I think he's supposed to be a French thief, not a Japanese thief.
Yeah, I think so. Sounds about right.
I don't know. It's very confusing.
It's just. So, the princess that was in the wedding dress that drove past him needs help. There's people chasing her, and Lupin wants to help her. But he knows who she is once he, gets to see her.
Right. Well, I don't know how he recognizes her when he...
Yeah, from, 12 years ago or whatever.
Right, and he doesn't... They show a flashback of him younger, and he looks exactly the same.
Just a smaller body.
Yeah. It's okay.
But, so he knew her then. He was in the castle with her then. I don't know why he was there, but he escaped the castle. That was, big thing. No one can escape this castle.
The castle apparently has a secret treasure, and when he was young, he tried to go steal it, but he couldn't find it. But he managed to escape when no one else could.
Yeah.
So, pretty much the whole movie is him trying to...
Save her, but then also kind of figure out what the treasure is.
Right. And meanwhile, they got this...
Because she's being married off to the other member of the family.
No, that's not what the story is. It's really bad allegory between...
That is what's happening.
Well, she's not her family. They're two different separate families.
Yeah, well, yeah.
That was separated, and where one was good and one was bad.
Yeah.
And they flat out tell you that at one point. I'm the light and you're the dark.
Yeah,
yeah. But he doesn't even really want to marry her. And she's like a kid, apparently, and he's kind of, older.
Yeah, he's definitely in his 30s, 40s maybe. Yeah, she's 16, 18, something like that.
I think they said 20. She graduated university, so
she's... No, she was 20, 22.
20, something
still
like that.
Big age difference.
Yeah.
He wants to marry her so he can get her ring, and then the two rings, but his family has a ring, her family has a ring. They put them together and tells you where the treasure is.
Right, but he's going through an awful lot of trouble for this ring, and he has her captured in a tower, just taken off her finger. Am I missing something here? Was the wedding necessary?
I think it's that property was technically hers, so he could get the treasure, but it wouldn't be his unless they get married. Right? Once they're married, now, marriage.
But the rings were just keys.
Yeah, to unveil it, but I think the property was hers. I don't think it was his.
What, the treasure property at the end?
I guess, I don't know.
But,
what other reason would he need to marry her? You know what I mean?
But that's my point, they didn't know what it was.
No, but we knew that he knew there was a treasure, and he wanted
exactly.
it.
Exactly. So if it was just gold or something, and he just stole the ring and got it, oh my god, I found all this gold. How does that have her any claim on it? The story's a bit ridiculous.
But yeah, that's pretty much the story. He's trying to get her away, and at the same time he wants the treasure. Eventually they figure it out.
And he's apparently it's not illegal to counterfeit in this country because I guess he's the king of this country.
Yeah,
Duke, I guess because
he's a count, right?
Right, and she's the princess. But if her family was the royal family, wouldn't she be in charge and be the queen? Exactly. So the whole monarchy thing doesn't make sense. Anyway,
I don't think you're supposed to think too deeply into that.
No, I don't think you're supposed.
So I guess the structure of the story is poorer than the first one.
Yes. It's just a bunch of action scenes.
A little bit of story, action scene. A little bit of story, action scene.
Yeah, it's just, I guess this is what Lupin is, though. You're just there for the ride.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's not bad. It's just...
For its time, it's still above average, even though the structure of the story is a little more off.
Yeah, you just can't put any thought into it, or the whole thing falls apart.
It felt like a 90s anime. It didn't feel like a 70s.
That's true, too.
So that's a good thing.
Right, yeah.
Wasn't super interesting, though.
No. I think the problem is, because I've seen some of the anime, and the anime is mostly just him being a thief and stealing things, all the tropes that go with that thing. But I think with the movies, they're like, we gotta have something different. And so they just create random giant ideas, and it's like, okay.
Sorry.
And they just...
They could also be... That there's story in between the movies, and we're not getting that.
No, because from what I read, the movies have nothing to do with the anime.
Well, sure, but that's kind of how all the Dragon Balls, most of the Dragon Ball Z movies are. but there's still definitive timestamps where they are in the Dragon Ball Z storyline. Like when Goku gets Super Saiyan. Well, a Super Saiyan movie where he goes Super Saiyan was clearly after that point in the movies. So there could be subtle things that we don't quite know about.
Right, but there's also...
I don't think it would add that
it's
much,
It's also
though.
The fact that the original movie was released only a year after the first one.
Yeah, so I doubt there'd be very much in between, if anything. What, I think it depends on when the anime started, right?
Well, we haven't done the anime.
Nope. Maybe when we go on L next time, we'll see.
Well, the problem with the first season of Lupin, that it's not dubbed, it's all subbed. That's why we haven't done it.
Oh, gotcha. Anyway, you know, that's pretty much it. You know, everyone's in there. The samurai guy, I forget his name. Goemon.
Yeah.
Fujiko's in there. She's like a reporter, still trying to do her own heist, but she's like, you know.
She started out as a maid or something.
Yeah.
I mean,
she's blonde, did it? It doesn't look like the same Fujiko.
Right.
It looks like she's had plastic surgery on. She looks like a different person.
And it's pretty much, you know, all the government agencies won't go after them because they're all corrupt and bought out by this guy. Mm-hmm. So they have to expose him in a big way, which they do on the news in his giant...
The inspector does.
Right, and his giant public wedding that they say that he has to televise so people think it's legitimate, which I just explained, he only needs a ring, so he doesn't have to do it. So it's a lot of contrivance to put together a story that is fun if you don't think about it.
Yeah, I mean, hijinks are happening, fun things are happening.
Yeah, I mean, it's not bad. It's just ridiculous, I guess.
Yeah, you know, it's... What do we give the other one? Because whatever it is, it's got to be, like, one notch below that. we don't know. Watch us give this one a better one. This one felt more middle of the road. It felt more like a 5 or 6.
I was going 5, yeah.
Felt closer to a 5 or 6. I felt like we gave the other one a 7 or an 8. Probably 7.
I think you gave it a 7 or 8 for middle of the road for the time period.
Yeah. And it's still pretty good. It's just, it doesn't quite...
Right.
It's not as watchable.
Right. It's an average. But it's a good average, you know? It's a decent watch if you have nothing else to watch.
We should rank all the Lupin movies. Which one would you rather watch first? Mamo. I'd rather watch that than this
know,
one.
No, but that Mamo one was so long.
It was a little... How much... Well, this was an hour and 40 minutes.
But it didn't feel like an hour and 40 minutes.
It's true, but I feel like the Mamo one was just more watchable. It was more interesting.
That one...
Held my attention better.
As far as storyline goes, yeah, because of the ridiculousness of everything that was happening.
I mean, if I get to see Fujiko naked again.
Well, I mean, that's where I thought you was going with it from the beginning, honestly. But, I mean, this one was just nonstop from beginning to the end, so...
Yeah, it just kept going. So, there was no... That's another thing. The pace, I guess, right? Mamo was very fast-paced, or very slow-paced.
Right.
This one's very fast.
And Mamo really felt like it was in two parts.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I'm leaning towards this one because
I can totally get that.
But at the same time, it's like they're interchangeable.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
different reasons, right?
Yeah, depends on what you're in the mood for.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, guys, that was a short, quick one.
Yeah, I don't know. We're gonna review Violence Jack now.
Violence Jack next episode. Bye.